Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Rewind.
Holy shit.
What? Why can't I do the
intro? Yeah, introduce it.
I've already done it.
Oh.
You can cut that out.
Which episode is it?
Number 18.
Yes, I thought you were going to say 19 for a second. Yes, it is the Big Rewind, and that's the show where we talk about... What do we talk about, Jamie, since you know everything today?
We talk about films, particularly films that we've seen in the cinema recently, and then we rewind back to some retro classics.
Man, I have taught you really well.
Either that or I'm really high.
And I yeah.
I'm not joking.
He's not, trust me.
No, I'm just tired. It's really the same effects.
Yeah, he's just as bad. Should we move on?
Yeah, do the news.
Let's do the big news! Leia, let's start with this news.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Rocky spin-off movie. Probably, if they make it. Which they probably will.
Is that not The Escape?
The Escape Plan.
Yeah, Escape Plan, sorry.
No, that's...
Is that not like a spin-off?
That's more of a Tango and Cash sequel.
I know. It is a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, though. Yeah. I really want to see it, though.
I like seeing old action heroes...
Just be old.
Yeah, just on be screen. Old. That's what...
I'm old. So am I. They just scream down the corridor together.
How many films have them two been in together now?
I don't know.
Is it three now?
Yeah, now...
Expendables 1 and 2, and this one. Is there another one? Am I forgetting something?
Well, the next Expendables, but apart from that, I don't think... Well, I think they both cameoed in something.
Do you know what it's the equivalent of, and it's already happened?
What?
It's Sonic and Mario in the same game. Which they have done. They did, like, Sonic and Mario Olympics or whatever bullshit.
I hate that, though.
And, oh yeah, Smash Brothers.
I grew up being a Sonic guy and hating Mario.
Yeah, of course.
But now I kind of like them both. But I don't want them... I want them to fight.
Yeah, but we haven't got a... No, because Sega's, unfortunately, loses. Cause,
yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, of course. Because they didn't make the best decision.
No, I know, but they made an amazing console.
They did. They
so... Weird, but
a couple of amazing consoles. Come on.
No, well, no, I mean the last.
Oh, one, okay.
Yeah, of course they made a few.
Yeah,
no, don't worry about that. All right.
Anyway, the Rocky spin-off.
Yeah,
which is what we're originally talking about.
Yeah,
it'll be called Creed.
Creed.
Yes, and it'll be focusing.
Does it feature Creed? Please tell me.
What, the band?
Yeah, yeah, like Creed music. Isn't
it? Oh, it'd be great if they do the opening titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we get from Creed.
I love Creed.
Apollo Creed the movie.
That's really good impression.
Thank you. I used to like Creed.
Yeah, I still love Creed.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, if I go back and listen to it.
But yeah, it'll follow Apollo Creed's grandson, and apparently Stallone will be in it as Rocky, but he'll be coaching the kid. Why would the kid want to box when his...
Is this Karate Kid again?
I guess. But the kid's granddad got killed while boxing.
Oh, yeah.
It was Dolph Lundgren, wasn't it? That kills him in the movie. Spoilers? I guess 25 years later.
Yeah,
but yeah, why would the kid want to do
that? By the way, at the end of Sixth Sense, guess what?
No, don't say it.
Bruce Willis is dead.
He's the villain. He was the villain all along. I'm mixing Unbreakable.
He touches kids.
Oh my god. It's a prequel to The Woodsman. But yeah, are you excited? Creed.
If Creed are in it, yeah.
Okay.
No otherwise.
Alright, cool. Oh my god.
What?
New posters have been released for Lars von Trier's Nymphomaniac.
New posters?
Yeah.
I saw the white one.
No, there's new ones of the whole cast.
Yeah. Naked. Yeah, of course.
You don't see
too much. Yeah.
All coming.
Really?
Yeah, there's individual posters of them in mid, like...
Presumably fake.
Yes.
Presumably.
We never know.
No, with Lars. He might have made them do that.
Oh my god, I know. I wouldn't do that for him, even if it's a good movie. I'd be like, no! Imagine it.
I'm getting a little bit annoyed with the shock tactics, but...
But it's Lars von Trier, though. I kind of expect that from him now.
I know. I get what you mean. It's like saying, oh, I don't expect weird shit from Lynch. Like, of course.
And also, there's always kind of a piss-taker feel to it. It's just like, let's take the piss a little bit.
Yeah.
Of advertising in general.
No, all right. Of advertising in general, yes. But, yeah.
That film...
But it's also like it hasn't been done.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Herbal Essences adverts are just about women coming.
That's true.
It's like, it's, you know.
That's the whole concept of those ads. But yeah, I mean, you can see Willem Dafoe coming. Uma Thurman. Well, she's not really trying in this. She's just like,
You see, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that either.
I don't want to see that.
Like Udo Kier, Christian Slater.
Christian Slater? Yeah. I didn't know he was in it.
With a six pack.
Oh, dear.
Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Kevin Bacon.
No. No, I don't want to see that.
No.
Anyway, so they're all showing off their cum faces and it's gross.
Yeah.
But kind of funny. Harrison Ford has spoken about Blade Runner 2. Now, he said...
Please tell me he said, fuck off, go die. I'm never doing Blade Runner 2.
Actually, no.
Oh,
he said he's open to chatting about it.
No.
And he...
Mr. Ford.
Oh, obviously, no. You know, this... The first shoot was infamous in that he did not have a good time in that at all.
No.
And but, clashed with Ridley Scott quite a bit.
I know, but it doesn't matter because it was a masterpiece.
Yes. I think that's why he's not really complaining about it anymore. He's just like, well... That feels pretty good.
Do you know what? It's a good thing Orson Welles isn't around anymore.
You know, because they'd be huge.
No, because they would do Citizen Kane 2 now.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the level for me. That's the level. Yeah,
no, it's true. They would.
Of sacrilegious bullshit we're talking about when it comes to Blade Runner 2. Yeah. Right?
I know. It's true.
It's one of the last bastions of sacred film.
I'd love to see Orson Welles react to that. Like, you're not getting the rights from me.
Over my dead body.
Over my dead body.
And he's dead, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Way to bring it down, man.
Sorry. Just.
Anyway, I've got a quote from Harrison Ford. That's not a joke. That's actually something he said. You thought I was going to play a sound there. He says he remembers the first shoot with Complication.
That's one nice one. Yeah.
Like, but I'm not there to generate nostalgic moments. I'm there to do a job of work, which is a weird way of saying that.
Shut up.
I know. I quite understand that everybody has an ambition when they come and do a film, and everyone's ambition may not be focused on the same thing. I truly admire Ridley as a man and as a director, and I would be very happy to engage with him again in the further telling of this story.
What's more to say?
I don't know.
What is more to say? It's based on a short story that is actually quite different.
No, on the novel.
Yeah.
It's a full novel.
Oh, is it full novel? Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was a short story.
But the novel is quite different, though the basics are there. But,
My bad.
I've got a Blade Runner 2 book, which is
What?
It's not Philip K. Dick.
Oh, of course not.
It's just someone wrote it. And I bought it and I never, like, read it. I was just like, I don't want to.
Can we just burn it, as a symbol?
We'll do a video of you and me burning the book.
Yeah.
Without having read it. No,
because it's like, don't do it.
And
please.
Also, if they get Harrison Ford, they're going to have to force Rick Deckard back into this story somehow. An old Rick Deckard. And it's like... They're going to CGI him young or something.
Do you think they'll bring back certain other people? Like, they'll bring back the other detective? Or they'll bring back... What?
They can't bring back Rutger Hauer. He's like...
Yeah.
No.
No, but...
I mean, they could bring him back in that... Oh, there's other models of Roy.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, please don't.
No, but... The girl...
Yes,
what was her name? I can't remember her name. Sorry.
Rachel.
It is Rachel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Rachel. Written A-E-L.
Yeah.
Oh. Being very specific.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so that's the Harrison Ford news. And of course, he's going to be in Expendables 3 as well.
Yeah, right.
They're planning a new Masters of the Universe movie. He-Man!
A new one?
Yeah.
There was an old one?
You didn't see it?
What?
Oh, man.
This went past me.
With Dolph Lundgren as He-Man?
Really?
It was so bad.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
It's really bad. Yeah. You know how the Street Fighter movie is bad?
Yeah.
This one's worse.
See, alright, look. Certain things are sacred, like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, all those. Make shitty films of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't care.
I mean,
I have childhood nostalgia about those games and stuff like that. But I don't have any kind... I don't respect them as great forms of art, you know?
As a kid, you kind of do. But now, it's just like, well... I don't know.
No, it's silly. Like, the game is silly, you know? That's the thing. It fits, in my opinion.
But it's silly.
It's absurd fucking game.
It's silly in a different way.
It's like when they made the Mario Brothers film, which is terrible. And it's completely absurd. And it's like, well, the game's absurd. You eat mushrooms and jump on turtles.
That's why I was surprised that people hated it so much. I was like, what did you expect?
Yeah, exactly. It's Mario.
I mean, there's a right way to do it, which I think is more like swords and sorcery. He's going after a princess, so you do it in that format.
Yeah.
But they did something different, and I don't know. They tried their best to make Mario a film, which is not easy.
You know what they've never tried? Or they might have tried, but a very low budget version.
What?
Zelda.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I was shocked. I was thinking back to it a few months ago.
It's one of the few I think you could probably make a film of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty doable.
Yeah.
Put a guy, dress him in green.
I wonder if they can, though, because it's Nintendo. Because Nintendo can be pretty protective.
Yeah. No, they'll have to do it one day. I just wish they do it right. Like, just get fucking...
Ryan Gosling as...
No!
As Link.
You just want Ryan Gosling... What, dressed in green with a little hat?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you need a young guy. Come on.
He's young.
Yeah, but he looks like a man.
All right, Orlando Bloom, there you go. But he looks young. He looks rubbish. Permanently young.
He's rubbish. He's got one expression.
I know, he's in the new Hobbit film.
I know. Well, as Legolas, I give him a pass because he's an elf and shit.
Yeah.
And elves are kind of weird. Anyway, new Masters of the Universe movie. Can't be worse than the one that you haven't seen, which you need to see.
Yeah.
There's a new TV show based on the film Limitless that's being planned.
You remember Limitless, the film where he takes a pill and...
Yeah, smart pill.
Oh, yeah, smart pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a TV show. What's
that ripping off? It's got to be ripping off something.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure that...
Something a kid came up with?
Well, no, but something like it... Probably a TV show did it.
Maybe,
first, a sci-fi TV show did it first or something.
Oh, yeah, no, it must have been.
Something.
Yeah.
And they just ripped that off and made a film out of it, and now they're making another TV show out of that.
Yeah, it didn't feel very original even when the film came out. It was just like, really? That's your plot? Okay.
That's the whole plot.
It's like Phenomenon, in a way. The Travolta film, where there's a flash of light and he goes smart, but there's... problems
that sounds recur like later. Sounds like Fantastic Four.
I guess. Destruction. Matt Smith, who is Doctor Who, well, isn't anymore. He will play... Oh, this is weird as shit. He'll play Patrick Bateman in the new American Psycho musical. What the fuck?
Stage or film?
I think stage.
Stage?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't care about musicals, so...
I know, but American Psycho? Like, how do you make that? Like,
I don't know.
I have an axe! Unless... No,
but they do this with a lot of things.
The only way they can do it right is if they do... It's like a Phil Collins musical. Because there's he listens to Genesis at one point while killing someone. It's like, that's what's funny.
No, that's going to be the one thing they can't do.
I can feel it
coming. No. No, but that's going to be the one thing they can't do because they might not be able to get the rights.
Probably. Yeah. Well, they can do it with Huey Lewis and the Muse, like another band from the
80s. Yeah.
It would work. That's the only way it could work. Otherwise, if they do it like really earnestly, it's just like, you're going to fail. Peter Dinklage, the star of Game of Thrones and other movies.
Yeah.
He'll star in a new R-rated comedy about a guy who tells people he's a real leprechaun.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I know about this film. I'm a leprechaun.
Is there a well-known writer?
No.
No. Okay.
Seems like a strange...
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. Have you seen Bad Santa?
I hope it's not just a borderline racist plot against Irish people or something. Where he's just Irish going around going, I'm a leprechaun.
Like, that'd be great. What? It's like this for 2.5 hours. Yeah. In 3D.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you hear about 24?
Is it getting another series?
British Town 24. A mini-series.
What is it? 12 hours?
Each episode is 4 hours long. No, it's like 12 episodes.
It's just 12 episodes to cover a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So
somehow, I don't know how they're going to do it.
The whole point was it's literally 24 hours worth of a show.
I know.
And it's 24 hours. It's a literal fucking representation of time. How can you then make...
I don't know. Oh, it's weird. And they were gonna make the movie, and then they were like, oh, maybe people don't remember 24. It's like, everyone does.
I don't like 24, though.
I like 24. Oh, it's quite good. I'm only on season...
It's just boring.
Really?
Yeah,
season 2 is fucking... The atomic bomb's gonna explode.
I know, but it's...
It's a big deal.
It's the whole point of, like, it's just one upmanship all the time. You know? Well, something happens. Something bigger must happen next. Something bigger must happen next. And it's just...
Yeah, but sometimes it's stuff you don't expect.
But I don't care. I don't care about the characters, you know? No, I don't care.
I only care about, like, one or two characters in the show. But anyway, guess what it's going to be called? 24, Live Another Day. Not Die Another Day.
Live Another Day.
Live Another Day. And it'll be set in London.
Whoa.
Jack Bauer in London, man.
Yeah, great. Doesn't mean we're going to see him.
Working with MI6.
Oh.
I need to get to Trafalgar Square. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, traffic. Yeah, he's not going to be able to get anywhere. The whole show is going to be him on the tube. Yeah. That's what the whole show is going to be him. Him going around on trains, going... Taking
he's on his way to Earl's Court, and then the train stuff is like, I'm sorry, we've been held at a red signal. It's like, God damn it!
the fuck's sake, he can't swear, can he?
No. He can say son of a bitch or God damn it, and that's pretty much it.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. They should just do a
bloody Puritan
American. A mini series where he just swears, he's like, you cocksucker! And he just goes insane.
You want the outtakes on the DVD.
Yeah. Oh my god. He's too creepy in that show to just. I can't picture him, like, smiling. But yeah, so that'll be coming next summer.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yay, some better news.
Yeah. It's not really. Well, I don't know. It's not really news. He, in the big news section, he's released his top 10 of the film year this year. Number 10 is This Is the End, the comedy that James Franco comedy.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Lone Ranger is number 9.
He's a retard then.
He hasn't seen enough movies, I think.
Yeah. Does he mean the original Lone Ranger? Or does he mean the new one?
It's for...
Well, then he's a fucking retard. Well, what the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know. I get he likes westerns, fine. But that wasn't a good western. Kick-Ass 2 is number 8. Which, again, I'm like, really?
No.
Gravity 7, I don't know, I haven't seen it. Friend says, ha. I was going to see, but I didn't. Drinking Buddies, I don't even know what that is. The Conjuring's number 4, which I think is a little generous.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's.
I'm waiting to hear my favourite film of the year, but go on.
Number 3 is Blue Jasmine. Okay. Good movie.
Yeah.
The next two, neither you or I have seen, I think.
Okay.
He's got Before Midnight or Afternoon Delight, which both rhyme. Which
Where is Only God Forgives?
Yeah.
The fuck is that film?
I'm shocked he didn't like Only God Forgives Enough.
That was amazing.
Even Prisoners. I would think Tarantino would have liked Prisoners. But
More than those.
Or Pacific Rim. No Pacific Rim?
Oh, yeah, that was loads of fun.
Come on. I don't know. It's a weird list.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like...
I also thought Quentin Tarantino, not that I necessarily liked him. I thought he would like Pain and Gain.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. So, yeah, more Tarantino things. They asked him about Ben Affleck being Batman. For some reason, why would you ask Tarantino? He didn't make Batman. Anyway, he's...
Oh, are they going, you should make Batman?
Yeah, they're like, you should make Batman.
You should make Batman. And you know who should be in it?
Who? Samuel L. Jackson.
Not as Batman, but as someone.
Why not? Batman.
No, I don't want Samuel as Batman.
That'd be awesome.
No, I don't.
He'd make a better villain, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. No, he should be a villain of some kind. Yeah. I don't know who, but I don't want him as Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who would he be able to pick from his roster?
Travolta.
Well,
I'm Batman!
Walken's going to be in it, so...
Walken? I'm the Riddler. I don't know. That's my Walken impression.
Anyway.
Why are you dressed up like Batman? It wasn't Batman Returns. So yeah, he doesn't think that Batman is all that interesting as a character, but he liked Michael Keaton the best as Batman, like me. And he would have liked to see Alec Baldwin as Batman back in the 80s.
Okay.
Instead of, I guess, Michael Keaton?
Val.
Even though he likes him.
Rather than Kilmer.
I know, but it doesn't make sense what he said, really. Because if he likes Michael Keaton, it's like, he would have preferred Alec Baldwin, I guess. Because he was in the cards to play the character.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
When he was much younger, obviously.
Nah.
And slimmer.
Nah.
But yeah, so that's the big news. Let's talk about the trailers, though.
Oh, okay.
A couple of trailers.
Yeah.
One of them's I, Frankenstein. The Aaron Eckhart as Frankenstein comic book movie.
Okay.
It looks ass.
Yeah.
I can confirm.
Sounds it, really.
It sounded fun.
Yeah.
It looks like a really cheap Constantine with characters that just don't look like what they're meant to look like.
Was it got demons in it?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, so it's even more supernatural. So it's not sci-fi, it's supernatural.
Yeah. No, it's pretty supernatural.
Because Frankenstein is a sci-fi story. It's not a...
It's horror.
It's not a supernatural story.
It's horror sci-fi, yeah. This goes for more of an action-y, supernatural thing. I don't know, it doesn't look that great. But what looks better is Avalanche Sharks.
What?
Sci-fi have released, a film called Avalanche.
What, Sci-Fi Sharks? The Channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Because they released Sharknado, which was a big hit.
Yeah.
And they're planning sequels to that. But in the meantime, we've got Avalanche Sharks, which is sharks coming out of the snow.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know how they...
Is this what we've got to?
Yes, I think so. Next, it'll be pavement sharks. Pavement sharks! Building sharks. Ceiling sharks. It's just like they can't even hurt
they've
you.
They've done snake versions, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, not enough snake version compared to the shark movies.
Yeah, was it Anaconda?
Yeah, Anaconda. There's a sequel to that, actually, I think.
Is there?
Yeah. Snakes on a Train.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
But yeah, the sharks are in the snow because of some kind of supernatural thing that happened. There's like a comet or something. A space comet lands in the mountain. That creates a shark for some reason that starts just biting people and eating them. Yeah.
Okay. Move on. Just move on.
I just impressed you.
I know, I just don't... I don't have the anger for that.
Oh.
I don't want to waste my...
It's going to be awesome.
No, it's not. It's
a pretty great trailer.
No.
Alright, let's move on to the big review for this week, which comes a bit late, but we had to tackle it at some point.
Yeah.
I know you're into peace and all that, but you gotta stick that thing out there and go to work.
Damn right. I lost a rocket launcher.
You lost? How do you lose a rocket launcher?
Yes, so we're talking about
White House Down.
I wanted to coincide
White House Down.
White House Down.
Now, it's unusual that in one year we have two films, Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down. Now, I don't know if they coordinated this.
Fuck knows.
Or if someone just thought of the same idea at the same time.
Even though that idea was in fucking Independence Day already.
Now, hang on a sec.
Which is why this film makes more sense.
Yeah, but hang on.
Same director.
They had to also be a little bit careful about blowing up national monument.
Yeah, yeah.
Because America is still sensitive in terms of a filmic sense. Sorry, not obviously, I'm not referring directly to the tragedy, but it, you know, in a filmic sense, to pay respect, they're a little bit wary about blowing up monuments.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. Mm. I totally understand that. You need, you do need to be sensitive within film and stuff like that. But I'm glad that this film was made, actually, in a sense, because it can show, when done properly, that it can still be fun.
Yeah.
To have massive...
If you're, you know, patriotic as fuck during the movie, it kind of balances out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, and these Roland Emmerich movies are always so patriotic. Not as much as Michael Bay movies, which are just like, you know, sucking army cock every second.
So let's just be a bit more general. The film is completely over the top.
Yeah.
It's
very silly.
It's very silly. It has lots of elements from Independence Day, obviously, and it has lots of elements from, you know, other action films that are very similar. It's
like Die Hard.
Well, it is the Die Hard formula.
Yeah.
I mean, it is literally the Die Hard formula.
It's very... I mean, it's got that Die Hard 3 or 4 kind of...
Yes. Yeah.
But it's far better than Die Hard 5.
Oh, my God. No. That's the thing. For me, it fulfills the key requirements of a Die Hard film. Look, this is no great piece work of art, but it's good basic entertainment.
Yeah, it's a popcorn movie.
And I'm annoyed the trailer was done seriously, because it really should have been done like, coming this summer, something you'll never forget ever.
Yeah,
the White House is on fire. You know,
like 50s stuff.
Yeah, no.
See the White House.
Well, maybe not like that, but it just done silly, you know, because the film is silly, but it knows it's silly.
It knows, but then parts of it feel really earnest, so it's like, there's always this weird mix in those movies.
Yeah, so...
But they should have done like a teaser trailer. Like 2012 was, there's a monk in Tibet.
Yeah.
And he's looking around and there's this big wave that comes in.
Yeah,
and he just says 2012.
Yeah.
Something clever like that.
No, I know what you mean. So, let's talk about our favourite bits of this film. Let's we'll talk about some of the
you know what my favourite
action moments. All right, you can go first.
There's a one-liner in it.
Yeah.
That's so forced as bad as it is, it's just too good to not mention.
I know.
They've got this whole thing where the bad guy, which we'll say who it is and all that stuff later. Yeah. The bad guy and the president, who's played by Jamie Foxx, they're having this kind of battle of words and wits, where the bad guy is like, oh yeah, because the president shot someone.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought the pen was mightier than the sword. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then later, the president grabs a pen.
A fountain tip pen.
And then just...
Stabs
the guy in the neck. And he's just like, I chose the pen! Ha! And that doesn't make sense, because he still killed someone earlier.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, it's so ridiculous, these two.
Oh, it's so good.
So, like, Jamie Foxx plays an idealistic...
Yeah, president.
President Obama.
No,
he's channeling Obama very much so.
Those films are never that transparent. Like,
yeah,
in 2012 there was like a Arnie impersonator. It's like, let's see what's happening in California. California. They always try and mirror it really closely, but in a really silly way. And the plot sees, we follow Channing Tatum's character, who wants to be part of the Secret Service. He's already like a bodyguard, kind of.
I don't know what he's doing. He's private security.
Yeah, but he wants to be. I don't know. He's got a daughter who.
He was in the army though as well. I mean, he's not an. All right. I know in Die Hard the character is meant to be a bit more of a nobody. Who's in a special situation, but at least in this one, you do get a bit more of a sense of he at least has some training, though he behaves like an idiot.
Yeah, but again, it's still Die Hard, because he's got a wife, but they're not together.
Yes, he's got loads of elements. A
sibling in trouble.
He's got loads of elements. Same thing. The imprisoning,
he ends up wearing the same McLean vest.
Yes. He never says Yippee-ki-yay though.
No, he doesn't. So, he doesn't have a one-liner really.
Now, one of my
one
of my favorite parts of this film is when they reference Independence Day.
Oh my god!
Literally. They don't say something. Oh right. Oh, this is it, and that's from Independence Day, and you know that because you've seen Independence Day.
Or they're like, oh, in a few days it's going to be Independence Day. No.
Yeah. No. They literally say the White House was burned down once, like in Independence Day.
Man.
The tour guide for
the comic relief tour guide
says this, and you're just like, you've literally made a reference to your own film.
Yeah, I know.
So
shameful. It's like in Precious, when a film produced by Oprah.
Yes.
Where Precious is like, oh, I watch Oprah.
Oh, fucking.
That's just fucking shameful.
Yeah.
But I like how they introduced Channing Tatum's character just talking to a squirrel.
What was with that at the beginning of the film?
I don't know. There's a whole sequence where he's just talking to a squirrel.
Yeah, because apparently his boss doesn't like squirrels, which is never explained.
No, they never really referenced that ever again.
No, I know.
But yeah, so he's trying to get the job. He doesn't get it because Maggie Gyllenhaal plays...
Why is she in this film?
Yeah, you know why.
Why? She needs the money? I mean, what's going on?
Because Jake Gyllenhaal was in Day After Tomorrow. Same director.
Oh.
So the Gyllenhaal are in the... They've got a contract in there somewhere.
With memory.
I'll be in this film, but only if my sister is in a film.
That's just weird.
But then by the time that film came out, she's already like a proper actress.
I know she doesn't need...
No, she doesn't
need. Her CV's good enough, you know.
If you've got The Dark Knight on your CV, you're fine.
I really like the secretary, actually.
Secretary's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I really like her in that movie.
I like Maggie Gyllenhaal. But she's actually honestly too good for this movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And she's good in it.
Yeah.
She sells her character. Although the cheesier moments, I kind of feel bad for her. I'm like, I know. Oh, you're really forcing yourself to make this scene. But
there's they go to the Pentagon at one point in the film, and they have this general who's way too macho.
You know who he is?
Super macho.
He's he plays a character called.
He looks like Don Cheadle.
No, like a really skinny, angry. Well, he is pretty skinny, don't you?
Yeah,
but older, much older.
Yeah,
he plays Philip Broyles, a character in Fringe.
Ah, right. I thought I recognized.
He's the guy who starts the whole Fringe FBI.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah. He's just like Olivia. You have to get these monsters out.
Yeah,
he says all this stuff really seriously.
I know. I love his voice. Yeah, I mean, his voice is fantastic. But
he's really cool.
It's such a cartoon voice.
I know. It's a cartoon character.
I know.
This whole thing's a cartoon.
Yeah, I know. So.
Which is why the beginning is so painful. Because it really tries to... It's really cheesy. Basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
super
the little girl is all smart and she's got a blog and she's really patriotic.
Yes.
Like so patriotic that there's a whole scene in this. Which is easily the worst scene of the film.
Yeah.
Where she stops... Oh my god, this scene's so bad.
Yeah, I got it.
Thinking back to it. These helicopters are going to bomb the White House because it's only the ex-president in there, technically.
No, the helicopters aren't going to bomb the White House. The helicopters had...
Oh, the planes.
It's the planes that are going to bomb.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, and they're going towards the White House. And they see the little girl that runs out and does a flag wave. A full-on slow-mo flag wave.
Yeah.
On the lawn, the White House lawn, and the guys are just like, oh, I'm not bombing this house.
Yeah, because it's got a... Yeah.
Even though they've been given orders, and come on, we all know they would have bombed it anyway.
Yeah. No, but it's that disconnect a little bit. I mean, it's not real. Of course it's not real. No. But the thing is, it's that whole thing, oh, they're flying really low.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, they don't need to do that. They can do it from really far away. I know. It's a bit absurd.
And it didn't sound like they really evacuated the area before that as well.
No, they did. No, but I mean, the whole point was they couldn't evacuate the area because the thing was is that the White House, the bad guys, had actually gained control over nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah.
So the pilots and everyone else had to weigh up the difference between, so like, a few, 100 people, how many people, versus millions. That was the whole problem with it. And so if you're that pilot and you think only one little girl waving a flag
yeah.
will prevent you from stopping a nuclear bomb going off in Iran. Anyway, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That seems.
I know it's a hard choice if it was in real life, but.
But it's the way they do it as well. That's just cheesy.
I'm not doing it. Abort.
And when you realize it's a callback to, she actually went to a talent show and did flag wave. Oh, yeah,
which her father missed.
What was that show? Just her waving a flag?
I don't know. No, I think she is part of something bigger.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The nationalism.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And by the way, it's not an American flag.
Is it? Is the White House flag?
Yeah, it's the White House flag. Yeah.
But still, that's so silly. But, I mean... Yeah. Most of the film is basically Channing Tatum trying to protect the president, taking out the White House, which has been taken over by these terrorists, who we don't know who they are.
Yeah, but look, don't let us complain about it.
No, we're not really complaining.
Make you think we didn't like it. Because
I mean, obviously there's parts
I really liked it. I enjoyed it. I think that was the thing. I enjoyed
it. Yeah. I mean, as with most of Roland Emmerich's movies, there's always a part in it that's shitty.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla, most of it is shitty.
Yeah.
But occasionally something happens, he steps on a taxi and you're like, oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like in this one, there's lots of cool moments and it's so silly that it's just enjoyable.
I love the really basic politics that they have in it.
Yeah.
Like the really idealistic,
I know.
Simple politics.
You've got they even do the Die Hard elevator shaft kind of
scenes. Oh, yeah, yeah. They kind of do that as well.
I like the scene where they're driving the limo, the bulletproof limo, on the White House lawn for ages.
Yeah, there's a really long scene.
And then the barn explodes, and it's a huge explosion.
Yeah, oh, there's loads of that. It's like, it's only like one grenade. What the fuck is with this explosion?
And there's like catacombs on the White House where there's a bomb as well.
Yeah. And that never gets explained.
No, there's a cliched...
That never gets explained properly.
There's a cliched computer hacker as well.
Oh, yeah, there is, who's a bit mental.
Who listens to classical music.
He's literally out of Die Hard as well.
Yeah, Die Hard 4, I guess.
Yeah.
4.0.
No.
So, yeah, the president is overly good, and the bad guy is overly bad.
Yeah.
Little girl's overly good, and it goes on like that.
And there's a twist for no reason.
What, the bad guy?
The real bad guy. Yeah. The real bad guy, not the other bad guy.
Spoilers, I guess, but chances are you've seen the movie. But you've got James Woods in this movie.
Yay!
I like James Woods a lot.
Before
the film, I was like, oh, he's clearly the villain, because James Woods looks creepy.
Yeah, I know.
And then they introduce him as kind of a nice general, kind of, who lost his son in the war or something.
Yeah.
And then when they reveal that he is the villain, I was just like,
it was coming a mile off.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not bad the way they did it.
Yeah.
It would make sense that someone who knows about this setting would do that. But
it's only a week away from retirement.
I know. And he didn't. He died, but not in the same way.
Yeah, no. He went out by his own method.
Yeah, didn't he die in a really silly way? Like,
he got rammed with a car.
Yeah, Channing Tatum and then shot
with a minigun. One of the moments where it's like, that's a bit over the top, but okay, I get why.
The humor is so so ridiculous in this film. You got a scene where the president changes his shoes for like trainers,
like Jordans,
and he's just like, "Don't mess with my shoes," and then he shoots someone.
Yeah,
which I guess it makes sense they would wear more comfortable shoes to run around.
Yeah, instead of wearing them.
But the fact that he has enough time to do this is silly.
There's loads of moments.
So there's loads of silly moments in this movie, but it
has this sort of generic Eastern European
bad
guys, mercenaries.
There's mercenaries. There's a guy from the south, a racist guy from the south.
Yeah, that's a bit bizarre.
Yeah,
because the thing is, what I didn't quite get was the Eastern European guys were a crew.
Yeah,
and they worked together,
and
they've worked together before, and they're supposed to be really close to each other. Though actually saying that, the main mercenary in the film is actually ex Delta Force or ex-CIA or ex-something.
Which is why he's the strongest one.
Yeah, yeah. But then his mercenary crew, I don't know if they're ex or if they're actually from Eastern Europe or something. Anyway, sure. Basically, there's that crew. But then you have that one, but then you have a couple of right-wing extremists. Yeah, yeah. In there as well.
That was weird character development timing.
Yeah.
Because it's like they introduce him as kind of a fun villain, like almost a likable cliche villain. And then later on, he's like, oh yeah, he's a fucking neo-Nazi racist. And it's just like, oh shit, I wish I hadn't liked him this much up until this point.
Yeah.
You never get a clue that he's like that. You just hear about it. So.
I need to use the toilet.
This speech.
Alright, so we're going.
Yeah. So there is a twist at the end.
Yeah, unfortunately it's slightly unnecessary.
It's really predictable though.
Well, I think what they were thinking was, oh, we need a bit of payoff.
Yeah.
And we didn't necessarily get the payoff that they thought the audience might want.
Yeah.
So they invented another character villain.
Yeah.
In no way indicates he's a villain throughout the whole film, other than he's Republican.
Yeah.
He disagrees with the president once.
Yeah.
At least in this film.
Which is weird, because at first they're like, oh, he's Republican, but they're portraying him as a nice enough guy.
He's actually meant to be John Boehner, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Well, he's supposed to be Speaker of the House.
Oh. Okay.
Which is John Boehner, and he's a Republican.
Mm.
And it's weird how much, actually, this film does politically and loosely try to reflect the current situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does actually try and do that. It portrays Jamie Foxx as President Obama, not called Obama, by the way. It's called James Sawyer.
Is it? Yeah, Sawyer. Yeah, you're
really
right.
Generic American
random
name.
Yeah.
It kind of tries to portray him as a really nice but cool guy.
Yeah. He's down with the kids.
Like Obama, to be honest.
Although he does say YouTube blog, which at first I was like, that's wrong. And then at the end, the little kid's like, yeah, that's wrong.
No, but they're trying to show that he's still older.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just like, oh yeah, I've seen that. And then he's on his phone and shit.
I took issue, though, with that little girl saying no one says blog anymore.
Yeah, what's she talking about?
Shut up! Loads of people who still got a blogs.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Was the joke that because the president says blog and then Channing Tatum's like, he says blog.
Yeah, because before Channing Tatum as the father says the word blog and she kind of rebels.
Yeah.
No one says blog. You know, it's like,
except when they're talking about blogs.
She's 11, by the way.
Is she?
So the thing is that blogs existed before she was alive.
I know. She's pretty annoying, to be fair.
Yeah, but she's meant to be.
To be a little bit.
Like Die Hard. I mean, the children in Die Hard are really annoying.
Because they start off portraying her as really smart, and then near the end she does so much stupid shit.
Yeah.
She just becomes like...
No, she's just brave, I think, was what they were trying to get across. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yes.
So, would you recommend this?
Yes. If you're really looking for just mindless entertainment...
Yeah,
and
you can't necessarily go wrong.
You can't really go wrong with this. Although, just obviously the very beginning and the very end are very, very cheesy.
Oh, of course.
So be warned. It's not even cheesy in a way that you're like, well, it's all right. It's cheesy bad.
Yeah, and also don't expect the best special effects ever.
There are some
pretty bad CGI helicopters.
It does feel like there's a slightly lower budget than something like 2012
Day.
Or Independence Day. But I kind of like that Roland Emmerich is kind of doing a more focused action movie. Not just a big disaster film where the whole world is involved. Just something a bit more focused.
Yeah.
I think it worked a bit better.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed this more than 2012, which is really long.
Yeah.
Well, it felt really long. And Independence Day, which
I enjoyed this more than Iron Man 3.
Yeah, weirdly.
It's because Iron Man 3 was silly and absurd, but it wasn't trying to be that. It wasn't taking the piss out of the fact that it is silly and absurd.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
This at least, you know what it's going to be, and it's exactly that. Whereas Iron Man 3 is just like, well, I didn't want you to be this silly.
No, I know.
Or if you're gonna be silly, be funny.
I can't forgive them for the Mandarin. I really can't.
No, no, that still pissed me off just thinking about it. But yeah, no, I do recommend White House Down. Maybe not a must at the cinema, although it's a fun movie at the cinema.
Yeah, I guess it is, but it, I mean,
but it's a Friday night movie. Like, you're not gonna think once during this movie.
Yeah, just relax, just take it in.
It's a good good one to rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well.
If people still rent it, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess Netflix, yeah, that is a rental system.
Yeah, because it's not the type of film you want to see in 3D. It doesn't exist in 3D.
No, it doesn't.
I'm glad it doesn't. No, actually. I'm glad it doesn't. Yeah, it's a fun, very, very dumb movie.
Yes.
With some, it is good actors.
And I like some dumb films every now and again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's it for the big review. We both recommend White House Down for some reason. Now let's move on to the big recall for this week. So yeah, the big recall is where we talk about some retro movies and either recommend or decide to warn you about them because they're not very good. So it depends. Usually we do I recommend, you don't recommend, but this time we'll do just a film we saw recently.
Yes.
Or we just want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, so a film I watched recently, or rewatched recently, I've seen many times. And it's strange, actually. It's like, I have loads of films I want to watch, need to see. My friend, my friends who are into film and that keep saying, oh, you gotta watch this, you gotta watch that, you gotta watch this. And I'm sure they're all amazing. But unfortunately, and I'm sure everyone does this, we sometimes just go back to films like Pulp Fiction.
You keep just rewatching the same three films. So.
And well, sometimes that happens. You just feel like you need a certain thing fulfilled.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know this fulfills that kind of need. And so I'm going to watch this. So I watched or rewatched Gattaca.
Gattaca.
Is a genetics sci-fi film.
Yeah.
It's so clever with the genetics in that the title is spelt using the genetic letters we use to describe DNA.
Oh my God.
So, and that's why it's called Gattaca.
And I never realized this until today.
I know. But anyway, it stars Jude Law, Ethan Hawke, and Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
It's a 1997 film. It's a really good sci-fi in the sense that it's a concept sci-fi film in that it describes a dystopian future that is based purely on your genetic compatibility to different sectors as a society.
It's a very fascist.
It is completely
way of eugenic, sorting people.
Yeah, it's a eugenic future. Sorry, I should say that. And
it's still got that Blade Runner thing about wanting to go to another planet or like another world as well.
In a sense.
Space travel. I don't know why it has space travel
and research. It's not really. I don't think people live where they're going necessarily, other than for research.
Because you need to be a certain
type. You basically have to be genetically engineered.
Yeah. Okay.
To be able to work for the agency.
And Ethan Hawke's character really wants to go.
Well, Ethan
on the rocket.
Ethan Hawke is a natural born child, which is considered quite taboo. This weird eugenics future.
But is it taboo or just illegal? I don't know.
No, you can still have natural born.
Oh, okay.
But you condemn that natural born to a life
of
servitude, basically.
Yeah.
Because you can only become things like a cleaner.
Mm.
So what happens is Ethan Hawke, I'm going to try not to spoil this too much, but he basically steals an identity.
Mm.
In order to enter the agency, in order to fulfill his dream.
Yeah.
Now, that might sound like I'm actually spoiling this film, but actually, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And it goes on from there in the sense of the conflicts and the pressures that he has in order to fulfill his dream, and the consequences of this and the implications are fascinating to consider. And I always love sci-fi films that basically give you a concept to consider. In a sense, like, if the world consisted of some of these more extreme political constructs, what would the world be like?
Yeah. And that's what makes that movie interesting. Yeah. Just the way it's very...
a far better dividing concept than Elysium was.
No, it is, definitely. It's a better film altogether. Yeah. But, I mean, it's very Brave New World.
Yes.
But whereas Brave New World kind of ends, and you're kind of like, well, this system sucks.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I don't remember how it ends, really. It's
I'll say to you afterwards.
It's a bit more, not upbeat, but more positive, I think.
In a sense, for the, yes. But for, it doesn't. But the world doesn't change.
No, that's the thing. So I quite like that as well. That thing that the guy doesn't change the whole system.
This film has very good character development and interaction. Yeah.
It's a very tense movie.
Yeah, it is a tense film. There are different strands within the film that ends up getting followed and converged in a very convincing way. And I enjoy the fact that they also explore the kind of detriments to this concept.
Oh yeah, they have to. Otherwise, it's like.
But on a personal level as well as on a societal level.
Yeah.
So they show the benefits, but they also show the detriments, and it's quite nice to consider. And I love concept films. I really do. I really like films that present ideas. So.
I really like the director. Actually, I was just looking up to check. What he's done.
Yeah.
And he wrote The Truman Show as well.
Yes.
He's more of a writer, but that was the first film he actually directed.
Ah.
And since then, he's done good films as well, like Simone, I don't know. And Lord of War with Nicolas Cage.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Although he also did The Terminal, which, well, he didn't write the whole thing, but
okay.
I don't really like that movie all that much.
I haven't seen it.
But Gattaca's. For a directing debut, is really impressive.
That's a debut?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, he was writing, but it's his directorial debut.
Amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Much better than JJ.
Well, his writing debut was fucking Armageddon. Shit, man.
Oh.
Probably not. That's probably not right. But still. On a big scale. But
so yes, please watch Gattaca.
Yeah. Jude Law's really good in it.
Yes.
I remember that. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember he was... because he plays kind of a more tragic character, I guess.
Yeah, no, he does.
Shows what can happen if
you connect with him in a weird way, because you also realize he's not a nice person.
Not really, because he was part of that society.
Oh, just something happened to him. He reflects it as well.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It's a really good movie, and it looks great. Looks amazing.
Oh yeah, no, it's beautiful. It's absolutely
really
beautiful.
Slick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, very different from my movie. I'm still on fucking Vampire Month.
Oh yeah.
So, a film I rewatched recently, but again, like you, I'd seen many times before. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Of course.
Yeah. The 1992 film with Gary Oldman, putting lots of funny costumes on.
Yeah.
And doing this voice. I love that voice.
Is it his most famous film? Oldman?
I think it's his most...
Maybe Leon is more...
Yeah, but I think it's his most famous film where he was the lead. Like, he really is fucking Dracula in this film.
Yeah, okay.
I guess in Leon he was the villain as well, but Dracula in this film is not just the villain, it's kind of... You're made to feel a bit for him, because it's a love story as well. Yeah. Anyway.
What year was it, sorry?
92.
92? God, but, I thought it was older.
Yeah, it doesn't feel 90s at all.
No.
It feels quite timeless in a way. Although the cast is very 90s. You've got Winona Ryder in there. And Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, who is terrible in this film.
Is he?
Oh my God.
It's been a while since I've seen this, because I watched it a long time ago.
Keanu Reeves tries to do a British accent in this movie. and fails.
He would like to purchase Carfax Abbey.
And he's got this blank expression on his face the whole time.
Yeah.
Even when...
He does do blank very well.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing anything, but yeah. That's why he's blank.
Oh, we're going to have to go see Man of Tai Chi.
And fucking 47 Ronin.
Oh, yes, yes.
Got another trailer out. That's why he's making trailers.
Yeah.
But there's a whole...
Do you think the films will never come out? It's just a trailer.
Yeah. I truly believe that. Anyone who says they've seen those movies are lying. Yeah. They're being paid by him. That'd be a really elaborate villain scheme.
Yeah, I know.
They've all seen my movie. I didn't even have to make it. But yeah, no, he's just like... Gary Oldman's like as this old man, which is ironic since his name is Oldman.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It took you a
while. He's an old man in loads of different films.
Yeah, well, he's an old man in parts of this.
Oh, freaking
And he's doing freaky stuff like shaving Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And he's not even freaked out. He's just like... all the time. And he gets like bitten by all these Dracula brides and shit.
Yeah.
One of them's Monica Bellucci, which is weird.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay.
Who is only there for boob purposes, as usual.
As usual? Come on. She is super attractive, though.
I guess.
She's my type.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She's totally
And the film follows Dracula's development from Vlad the Impaler, who sells his soul, I guess, by knifing a statue and blood comes out. I don't really know what happens. Because Winona Ryder, she plays his bride from back in the day and then she dies.
God, it's quite the cast list, isn't it?
Yeah, she dies because she's an idiot. And then her descendant looks exactly like Winona Ryder and is Winona Ryder. So he comes back and he's like, purchases the abbey to get close to her. And so it follows the book quite well.
Yeah.
The book is just diaries, really, of all these characters. And he does that quite well, but it also wants to be really edgy and modern and sexy.
So, yeah, when's it set?
It's set in like 1895? 97, something like that. But you get to see what happened long before, because Dracula is crazy old.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of the film is set in 1897. And you've got all these kind of, it's like a really fucked up Jane Austen kind of movie, where you've got all these kind of well-spoken British ladies talking about fucking. that's the problem with this film, I think, is it's so not subtle.
Yeah.
Like, in the book is really subtle. This is not subtle at all.
Yeah.
It's just like they have, you know, they picture threesomes, they get fucked by vampires. It's insane.
Oh, well, it's a bit like Blade then.
I guess. It's got a Blade feel to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the cast otherwise, apart from Keanu, is really good. You've got Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Richard E. Grant is in this as well, which is weird.
Yeah. It's
an odd cast.
Yeah. But
Gary Oldman really steals the show because he's just... He plays, like, different types.
He's a local boy, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's from New Cross.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Anyway.
But he is also a villain.
Yeah.
I couldn't have pictured anyone better to be in this film. And that's the problem with this film. It's both really good. It's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Mm. So the film looks amazing.
Of course, yeah.
And when it follows the book,
it's
really good.
Did Ford and Keanu ever work together again?
I don't know, actually. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised. Also, Keanu Reeves, they make his hair white later.
Yeah.
Because he's scared, I guess. But then...
It's so obvious.
Yeah. Near the very, very end, though, it's even whiter. It's just like, okay, what happened now?
Yeah.
This is weird. That's the only character. Oh! Anthony Hopkins plays Van Helsing.
Yeah.
The vampire hunter. Ah, oh, so good. Again, they couldn't have picked any better than Anthony Hopkins doing a German accent. I mean, catches a vampire. And I don't know. That's awesome. It's kind of many Dracula films put together.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the old black and white Nosferatu feel at one point. Then you've got the really cheesy, but kind of cool Hammer horror style. And the modern, like, let's all fuck like vampires.
Mm.
It doesn't all work together.
No.
Like,
I love the way you say modern. Because actually modern is the fucking bullshit Twilight stuff.
I guess. I'm thinking more like...
You're saying modern of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because modern now, modern vampires are fucking wimps.
Yeah, some are still. True Blood, a bit better than Twilight, come on.
Yeah.
At least they, you know, they get naked.
I haven't seen a good modern vampire film.
I've seen some good ones, not great ones.
Last 5 years, I don't think there's been one at all.
I mean, which is why this film, I do recommend checking it out. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. Like I said, it tries too many. It wants its cake, and it wants to, you know, eat all of it.
Yeah.
I didn't say this right. but, so, when it follows the
it
book...
It wants its cake.
It wants its cake. I never drink.
Yeah, you're trying to word it as if you're Dracula. Everyone's the
children of the night.
Everyone's the geek.
What?
The blood.
That sounds Russian. He would the geek.
I'm trying to do like Transylvanian.
No,
anyway,
you suck. yeah, when it follows the book closely and when it's being really stylish, it's really great. But it gets very silly sometimes.
Yeah.
But when it gets silly, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves. There's a whole scene where like Gary Oldman as Dracula is summoning the winds. And he's got this weird makeup on where he looks like an ape. And he's like, winds! Winds! And the candles, you know, fly out. And that's it.
Gary Oldman, you've got to give him credit. He can play crazies.
Yeah.
He can play crazies so well.
And this one, he got the chance to be as over the top
as he likes to be.
He likes to be, yeah.
Wow.
That's what he does best. So I do recommend it because it looks great and it's a must if you like vampire movies.
Oh, yeah,
basically.
Of course. Yeah, if you ever...
But be warned, it's pretty over the top.
Yeah.
And it doesn't all work.
I want you to imagine something that's quite... can be considered to be quite tragic.
Uh-huh.
So say you're a young teenager now,
mm-hmm.
and you're entering the world of film, you know, you're starting to enjoy it more, it's starting to affect your opinions and your worldview, and you're really starting to enter into the sort of the culture of that type of thing.
I was only like that 10 years ago. Jeez.
More than that. Like early teenage, right?
All
right. You're just kind of you're forming your tastes and everything, right? Imagine that's when Twilight came out for you, right? That's what formed your taste. And now what you get to do when you're older, because how long has Twilight been going for? Like 7 years or something?
No, I don't even think it's that long.
Is it not that long?
No.
How many films have there been? It's got to be at least, what, one a year, I guess.
Yeah, but they're like five and two of them are like one.
Okay.
Well, you've done that,
and now you're probably like starting to hit 20 or something like that. Now you get to go fuck all that and actually go watch some proper vampire films, and watch The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys is good.
You have to watch Blade, of course, and you have to watch Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, each of these films, they're not perfect.
No,
but they're really good vampire films.
Yeah.
And I'd also recommend stuff like Near Dark or, obviously, Interview with the Vampire.
Yes, of course.
Which is still one of the best, in my opinion. Probably my favorite. So two films to recommend.
Yeah.
Now let's go
to... Bring back real vampires.
Yeah, exactly. You sons of bitches. Yes, you! Anyway, let's go to the big game for this week! The big game, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Kneel before Zog! I'm going to read a voiceover from a movie. Mm-hmm. Not just a voiceover or a speech, or it can be something like that. A scene from a movie as Werner Herzog, and you have to guess what film that's from. Last week, fuck knows, I don't even remember myself. what was it? I know the first installment was probably, wasn't it Batman? Oh, last week was Independence Day.
Yes.
Which is appropriate for today, since we talked about White House Down. But yeah, so I'm going to read something from a movie as Werner Herzog, and you can send your answers to bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com if you know, and you'll get a shout out in the shout out section of the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go. During this fight, I've seen a lot of changing in the way you feel about me and in the way I feel about you. In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million. I guess what I'm trying to say is that if I can change and you can change, everybody can change. There you go. Classic speech from a movie.
Oh, it's wishy-washy.
It was pretty wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the shout-outs, the big shout-outs. Although I don't have anyone to shout-out this week. I don't know. Do you?
True loner you are.
You don't have anyone, you son of a bitch.
That's because my life doesn't revolve around the internet.
It totally does.
I know it does, doesn't it?
I'm going to shout out, myself, I guess. You can find me at The Retro Critic on Twitter. And the blog is retrocriticblog.blogspot.com. I will be away next week, which means...
Go to fucking France again.
Yeah, which means there won't be a big rewind next week. No. But if I find the time and I'm not too lazy, I might put together a compilation of things that have been cut out from previous episodes and just... A best of or bloopers or something, and I'll post that. So I'll let you know, of course, Jamie.
Yes, thank you.
So look out for that next week. Something will be uploaded next week. Anyone you want to shout out? Anything?
I guess I could do my own thing again. I do like everyone else on the fucking internet and YouTube.
He does board game reviews. No,
really. Oh, I wish. God, go watch the It Crowd, the final episode. Oh, so good. game board. Anyway, sorry, reference. Yes, I am Silent Consumer on YouTube, along with my brother. And we do Let's Plays. And if you like that kind of thing, then please do. Cool. And yeah.
I do Rant and Plays, which is not the same thing.
Yeah, I like your Rant and Plays. I think they're good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think they're good.
It's just I rant, play a game, and then... Yeah. When I'm tired of it, I stop. Yeah. That's basically it. Oh, I suck. That's enough. Yeah. You know what the game is like.
Yeah.
So it's...
You focus on the sort of retro games. I don't focus on necessarily really modern games, but I like to focus on some of the sillier games that we've had in the past.
They're modern by my standards.
Like, Twisted Metal is a really silly game.
Yeah.
What was the other one we played? Oh, Army of Two is one of the ones we played. And that's a really silly, stupid game. I know there's loads of them out there, and I'm sure you can find loads to watch.
Here's another one.
Yeah, I know.
But it's good. I've heard a couple of them.
Cool.
And I don't even like you played Warcraft.
Yeah.
And I don't even play that, and I thought it was quite funny. I don't know what we'll be back with next time, with a review of probably...
Thor.
I don't think... Well, I don't
know. No, because we've got a two-week... break.
We've got Captain Phillips to talk about.
We're gonna have to talk about a few next time.
Machete Kills maybe will be out.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we'll let you know. Mm. We probably won't. We'll just do the show. To be honest,
as normal.
I choose the pen. That's what I gotta say. Thanks for watching. Listening. Thanks for ear watching. We'll be back next time.
Bye.
Bye.